Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions.
What is the survey about?
It is about the upcoming elections and possible referendums that you might see on your ballot.
Okay.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. And I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or independent? Some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian American, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
36 to 45.
Thank you. Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
I don't know. I guess going in the right direction. I don't really have it.
Okay, it's okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Floating, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, corruption in the city government.
I can only pick one?
Yes.
Property insurance.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each of them, you can indicate that as well. The first name on the list is Damian Pardo.
Not familiar.
Not familiar, okay. Christine King.
Not familiar.
Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Danielle Levine Cava.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Manolo Reyes.
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Aileen Higgins.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Very.
Somewhat very. Okay.
Very.
Then we have Miguel Gavela.
No opinion.
No opinion. And then we have Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
And last one in this list is Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
Definitely.
Thank you. Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called charter amendment to require continuous residency immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for minimum 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I don't have an opinion, so okay. I don't.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or not against this referendum? It's pretty much asking you, what are you leaning towards?
I guess I don't know because I would need to... I don't know enough about it, so if I was voting today, I might just skip it, because I don't know enough about it.
Oh, it's okay. So the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami, LLC, for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waive inviting, and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing to $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting.
Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive Biden and authorize at no cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Okay, thank you. And you will say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Okay, thank you. The remainder of the survey will focus on this referendum on Watson Island that we just asked you about. So you will be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. The first statement says, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you approve these or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, second statement. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included.
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Allowing previously approved timeshares residents to be condominiums.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right. You will now give in a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
It's already approved?
No. What happened is that these referendums are to modify something that was approved before, and pretty much it will be a modification with the things that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would not approve.
Okay.
It would be not approving of modifying or approving of modifying?
Approving the modification. So pretty much the original plan was something, and now they will reduce this. Pretty much it was more like in the touristic side, and now they will focus this more in commercial and housing side.
All right, then approve. Approve.
Okay. Would you say definitely yes, probably vote yes, or leaning to yes?
Leaning to yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
Affordable housing.
Okay. Okay, thank you. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether this argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Would you consider it a convincing reason or a non-convincing reason to vote against?
A convincing reason.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Okay. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting city halls with pet projects that line their own pockets. Would you say it is a convincing reason to vote against or not a convincing reason to vote against?
Not a convincing reason.
Not too convincing or not at all?
Not too.
Okay, thank you. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Is this a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. This proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Would you say it is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote against?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. And now we will do the same, but for statements in favor. So you will be given now some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So this first statement, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Would you say it is a convincing reason to, or not a convincing reason to vote yes in favor?
I guess convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to build. Would you say it is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote in favor?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more an attraction for local Miami residents and family. Is this a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote in favor?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. Okay. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. So, is a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote in favor?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. Is this a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote in favor?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. Okay. Thank you. And next question. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably.
Thank you. You will now maybe ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate from college graduate with an associate of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a 4-year degree.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian. Sorry?
Cuban.
Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, always speak English?
English with some Spanish.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.